With the new year, we are leaving a decade of dramatic change for the Ohio Valley. The economy improved, but slowly. The coal industry declined sharply, and the addiction crisis took a terrible toll. The Ohio Valley Resource has a look at the trends that shaped the region over the past 10 years, and the data behind those trends. Becca Schimmel has our story.
Individual incomes have increased in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, but they still lag behind the rest of the country. Our data reporter Alexandra Koenig took a look at what the data say about how our region has changed. She started by looking at income growth.
Overall, incomes across the Ohio Valley are increasing, but they are still behind the national rate of 9%. West Virginia is increasing the fastest, but incomes in Kentucky are growing the slowest.
We spoke to University of Kentucky economist Michael Clark. He was surprised to see Kentuckians' incomes growing slower than those in West Virginia, where he says the state is facing an isolated recession.
When you're looking at it and you're comparing West Virginia to Kentucky and you're seeing their average wages go up, that's really masking a lot of the problems that West Virginia has faced, because they've been seeing a decrease in the number of jobs and a decrease in total wages.
Allie, when you looked at jobs in our region, what changes did you see?
Not surprising to anyone who follows our reporting, we've seen a lot of losses in the mining industry. While mining has remained the highest paying industry in West Virginia, overall in the Ohio Valley, we've seen a 50% decrease in mining employment since 2009.
Some have dubbed President Barack Obama's administration's policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions a war on coal. Experts say the writing was already on the wall for coal's decline. Jamie Van Nostrand is the director of West Virginia University's Center for Energy and Sustainable Development.
The low-cost and plentiful natural gas has been, I know the term is used too often, a game-changer, but it really did fundamentally change how we generate electricity in the United States.
Some regulations did play a role in driving up the cost of burning coal, but Van Nostrand says the falling cost of natural gas and renewable energy are the main drivers of coal generation displacement seen over the last decade. In the Ohio Valley alone, 34 coal-burning facilities closed from 2009 to 2017. But Allie, perhaps the biggest story in the Ohio Valley over the last decade has been the opioid crisis. What do the data say about overdose deaths?
While the Ohio Valley region saw about an 18% decline in deaths between 2017 and 2018, we are still seeing more than two times the number of overdose deaths that we saw in 2009.
Our reporter Aaron Payne focuses on addiction. Aaron, what's changed?
I think the most significant change over the past decade is in the ideas people hold about addiction. At the start of the decade, most people considered addiction to be a moral failing or a choice, but the numbers Allie talked about regarding opioid deaths represent family, friends, and neighbors. It's hard to find someone now who hasn't felt the impact of these deaths in some way. The unfortunate toll of the addiction crisis forced people to challenge their ideas about addiction. Lynn O'Connell is the Associate Director of Addiction Sciences for Marshall Health in Huntington, West Virginia. She says public perception has started to catch up with the science that addiction is a disease and it improved efforts to combat the crisis.
We see the federal government as being more willing to allocate funding. We see that state and local legislatures are more willing to pass laws that help people. And we've seen communities be more willing to set up the necessary treatment and recovery support programs.
There's still a way to go to dismantling the stigma surrounding addiction, but O'Connell and others working to combat the crisis say it's important. The more people are accepting of those struggling with addiction, the more people get help, and the fatal overdose rates will then continue to fall.
Over the past 10 years, the Ohio Valley has been a battleground for the addiction crisis that made its way across the nation. Incomes grew at a slower rate compared to the rest of the country, and Appalachia is still grappling with how to make a just transition away from coal. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel.